Moses, the servant of the Lord. It came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying this, Moses is dead. 40 to 60 days after the mourning. Now, God is saying to Joshua, Moses is dead. It's time to move on. God gives you times of grief, and I understand that, and I don't know what the timings of grief is. It's different for different people, but obviously God saw that Israel was ready, Joshua was ready, and he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over to this Jordan. It's almost like a new season. This one's over. Now, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them. Do you like that word, giving? He'd given it to them. Now he was giving it to them. They had to move in and possess what God had for them. And he said, every place the sole of your foot will tread, I haven't given it to you. As I said to Moses, and he goes through speaking all those things, and you pop down there to about verse 5, and it says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Good news today. If God has a plan and a purpose for your life, not much can stop it, only you. Are you hearing me? Only you. You get opposition. You get pressure. You get setbacks. You get, oops, that didn't work. But no man can stop you. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Ha ha, like this. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Oh, that's a promise for Joshua. No, it's a promise to you. Amen? It's a promise for you. It's a promise for you. It's a promise for you, you and you and you and you and me. So what are we going to do? Be wimpy. No, be strong. Let's all say that word together. One, two, three. Be strong. Now, a bit of action. Be strong. Come on. Be strong. Now, I want to see action. This, ready? Be strong. Ooh, scary. And so be strong and courageous, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. I want to tell you, if you want to live your life, you've got to be strong. If you want to get on with your life, you've got to be strong. Do not be dismayed or do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you where? Wherever you go. As I was thinking about this week, I was thinking, hey, we can get carried away with strength and courage and all that, and I believe in the message. But I was brought back to Sunday is a celebration day. But I just want to encourage us, each one of us, during the week, let's make sure we stay in contact with Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Let's make sure we're in the Word. That we're not just a Sunday church person, but we're conscious of the Lord Jesus Christ in our daily activities and our daily walk. That we pray, that we read, that we obey, that we get strengthened with God's strength. I don't know if you know this, but if a preacher is preaching on anything, he always gets tested on it. You either get tested on it before or after. So if you stand up here and start to declare, doesn't matter if it's communion, offering, and that kind of stuff, you will be challenged on that. And it just seems like, and even as you receive the word, that the word will challenge you to see if you really want to lay hold of it and see it outwork in your life. And my desire for us as Trinity Church, that we're not only good Sunday attenders, thank God for that, and I really believe in it, but every day of the week, we're just conscious of the presence of God within our life, that we'll spend a bit of time meditating in the Word of God, because that is where your spiritual growth comes from. That is what will hold you when things get tough, if you know the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. So in this scripture, Last week we spoke about be strong, but today I want to look at more at the concept of be courageous. Courageous. What is courage? And we hear movies about courage, Courage Under Fire, and we hear stories about courage, and they're interesting stories, courage. So what is courage? Basically, it's this. If you want to look in this scripture, it's putting into practice the strength you say you have. What am I saying? We say, be strong. Courageous is, we'll get walking in that strength. So one is, I am. The other is, I'm doing. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong as you get up in Queensland and keep moving with God. That's courage. So be strong and courageous. Okay? Be courageous enough to act on what he says and what you know is right within your heart. If you want to go to the Hebrew meaning of this scripture, it means this. Stiffen your spine. If I'm going to lift something, if I do it properly, I'll bend my knees. Who knows how to lift? You don't go over like this. You go down and you lift. What do? You stiffen your spine so you don't break your back. You stiffen. I tell you what, the older you get, the further down that is. Oh my God. I was talking to someone the other day and I went to pick up something from the floor and I said, who moved the floor? It's gone down further. Yeah. And so it means to stiffen your spine. It means to stand firm, to be alert, to be ready, prepared for action. It's kind of like the fright or the fight. You're not in that tense moment all the time of fight or fright, but it's that courage, that alertness within your life. So in this passage, God is commanding Joshua. It's not about feeling strong. It's about acting strong. Okay? Who's with me? I don't always feel strong. Sometimes I feel weak. But it's not how I feel. Is this true or not? It's acting in the strength that God's given to you. Everything he's asking you to do, he's giving you the strength and the courage to do it. I want to give you a couple of points. Are you ready? Okay, courage is action in the face of fear. Courage, you see the fear, you feel the fear, but courage is action anyway. Courage is not the absence of fear. And some people think, oh man, I just feel fearful and that kind of stuff. Hey, fear is normal. Is fear going to be what caps your life? Or are you going to feel it, feel the fear and do it anyway? I'll give you some examples in a moment. Feel the fear, yet do it anyway. If I was waiting for all my fears to subside, number one, I wouldn't be married. Because when I went to say, I do to my wife, I just said, oh my God, what have I done? Do you know what I mean? Because you're walking into a whole new world of unknown. And, you know, if I was going to be motivated by fear, well, I wouldn't have three children. What's the future? Are they going to be okay? All those kind of things, you know? If I was going to be motivated by fear, I don't think we'd be here today at Trinity Church, because there's so many unknowns. But you've got to be strong. You've got to be courageous. If you're motivated by fear, I don't think you get to the stage where you wouldn't even walk out the door. Interesting, isn't it? Here, Joshua had to cross the Red Sea. It was flooding. 16 times God said to Joshua before he, you know, came into the leadership role, he says, Joshua, I'm reminding you, you've got to be strong and courageous. You've got to have action. You've got to have action. Because what was he looking at? He had to get Israel to cross the Red Sea. Now, really, they could have swam across it. Because when they sent the spies out, they swam across it. But it's pretty hard to get Granny to swim across a flooded river. It's pretty hard to get the kids to go across a river. It's pretty hard to get your animals and all your everything else. So there had to be a miracle that happened in that river. And Joshua thinks, man, what's going to happen? How are we going to get to the other side of that? Be strong, be courageous. That's all he heard God say. Be strong and courageous. And God's always got a way. Amen? He's always got a way. So this was what Joshua was dealing with before. If he didn't act strong, he would have stayed in the camp where he was and waited and waited and waited and waited for something to happen so he could get across to the other side. But if you want a miracle happen, you've got to face up and move forward. Are you hearing me today? You've got to step up to the line and say, yep, we're believing God in this. And I'm not talking about a whims or fancy thing. I'm talking about something you know deep within your heart. Jericho had to be taken for them to possess the land. It was kind of like the kingpin area for Jericho to go, for Israel to possess the promise. Jericho had to come down, and impossible. It was impossible to break into that place. It needed a miracle from God. It was fortified, heavily fortified. He said, I don't know how this is going to happen. What they do? Be strong. Hey, march around it 7 times. I'll get away with you. Come on. Sometimes what God asks you to do, you know, whatever, you know, but just obey him and miracles happen. This is not supposed to be a miracle sermon, but it's looking that way, hey? Okay. Story of courage. Sometimes we feel weak. Angela. Angela was a single mum, probably late 40s, living in a townhouse. And just one day she looked out her window and saw a neighbour's house, and she saw smoke coming out underneath the door of a neighbour's house. And immediately fear hit her. Her knees went weak. And she thought, what am I supposed to do? And then she realized there was an old gentleman that lived in there with a walking frame, and he wouldn't be able to, you know, get out himself. And should I ring 000? But even without thinking, she ran down to the door. And by then, you know, flames were starting to lap up at the windows. And she knocked on the door. Well, he wasn't going to answer. And then she heard him cough. And she charged at the door, and the door sprung open. Got underneath all the smoke, got hold of this old guy, dragged him outside, and a few moments later, the house burst into flames. And they said to her after it, in a report, they said, oh, that's very courageous, what you did. She says, that wasn't courageous at all. I was so fearful, but I went and did it anyway. And I really believe it's always the right thing. Whether you're fearful or not, it's always the right time to do the right thing and to act on what is in your heart. Thank God for Angela. Number two, courage moves you forward in God's strength. Courage moves you forward in God's strength. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9 reads like this. And look at these verses here. So this is the last verse in a section. Have I not commanded you? Oh, there it is. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? This is the last words that God is saying to Joshua. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. So don't be fearful, don't be despondent. For the Lord your God is with you. What did Joshua do? Immediately, verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days. Now, in 10 years, we'll get round to this one day. No, 3 days. 3 days. We will cross over this Jordan to go in and possess the land which the Lord your God is giving to us. He got the command. 3 days later, they were off. That's obedience. That's putting your strength into action. I found this. The longer I put off doing something I know I should do, the less prone I am to do it. The longer I put it off, the less prone I am to do it. If that's dealing with an issue, or cutting something off in your life, or doing what you know you should do, like exercising, eating, spiritual life, whatever it might be, the longer you put it off, it seems like your subconscious mind comes up excuses of why you can do it later. But what we sometimes, you know, sometimes the timing is later, but many times we put it off. We know we should do it, and in the end, we lose the conviction of it. It never happens. And we don't need that to happen in Jesus' name. Okay, number three. Courage obeys even when the outcome is unclear. Joshua may have thought, here we go. Let's all go drowned in the Jordan together. The outcome was unclear. He said, be strong, courageous, move forward. Be strong, courageous, move forward. If I was to ask you, do you know with your future, have you got all the answers? No. But you know it's out there somewhere, so you go for it. Just think of, remember the story in Daniel? And you know Daniel in the lion's den? How about the three boys in the fiery furnace? Shadrach? Very good. Do it again. Fantastic. So you know the story. They knew that if they got into that fiery furnace, they'd be delivered. No, they didn't. The outcome was unsure. But they knew they needed to move forward and not compromise and be courageous. And God was with them. And in this case, they were delivered in Jesus' name. Let me tell you this story. There was this guy called Wesley. He was a construction worker. He had two little children, and he was taking the children to school and walking down the railway station, waiting, you know where you wait, behind the yellow line, everyone? Yeah. And this guy was, they were waiting there. Then all of a sudden, someone had a seizure and fell onto the tracks. What do you do? Without even, the train was, you know, coming, not immediately, but it was coming close. So he got onto the, jumped down with this person and tried to drag them up, but they were twitching and do all those kind of things when people had seizures. So he really didn't know what to do, but in a split second, he got hold of him and rolled to the side of the track. Just got off the track, you know, it's a bit of a downsize. And laid on top of the person, the train went past, and I think it stopped about the fifth carriage. And they thought that, you know, definitely he would have been destroyed, killed, and, you know, trying to do that with such a small timing. But all he had was a few bruises. The person he helped was saved. And again, they asked this guy, Wesley, you know, what gave you the courage to jump in there and do that? He said, it wasn't courage. He just said, I saw it and I felt I needed to do something. And I did it. We've had him in thinking about the outcome. And then he just said, as long as my two kids are right, we're fine and all that kind of stuff. But courage can, you know, cause us to do things that are quite miraculous in some ways. Courage. Number four, confronts what others avoid. Courage. We've got a room full of courage here today. Courage. Didn't that used to be a beer? I get my courage out of a can or something like that. But well, I'm not talking about that at all. Courage is this. You know God's with you. You have the strength. It's putting it into action. Now, let's wind the clock back 40 years. Courage confronts what others avoid. 40 years before this, Moses was standing probably almost near the same place. And what did they do? They sent 12 spies into Canaan. And when the spies came back, 10 had a negative report and 2 had a positive report. Who were the 2? Joshua and Caleb. You keep a positive spirit, you're going to keep moving forward. But here we see these 10 had a negative report and they swayed every person not to go forward. You know, sometimes even you knowing what God wants you to do, if sometimes the wrong people get hold of that, they can sway you and say, don't do that. You know, don't honor God. Don't fellowship. Don't, whatever it could be. And they missed out. A whole generation died because of unbelief. Do you believe in God? Believe in what God put within you. Believe in what God puts within you. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. You've got to believe it. God can believe it, but you've got to get your thinking to line up with what God says. Get your timing and all those kind of things right, but it's that spirit of faith within your heart in Jesus' name. So Moses sent the spies to Canaan and sadly they refused to go into the promised land. What was the problem? There's giants there. There's men of war there. We cannot do it. And that generation died off till Joshua comes along. And it's interesting that when Joshua and the Israelites go into the promised land, there were giants, but they weren't giants as such. They were just tall people. Just a change in their thinking. It was the same army, but Israel had cleaned up many other nations before this, and they overcame that army. We can do it. No wonder God gave Joshua this command and the children of Israel, be strong and courageous. I just want to encourage you today, receive it. Be strong and courageous. Whatever's trying to stare you down, be strong and courageous. Become bigger than it. If the mountains, you know, seems like it's overwhelmed you, man, let's get bigger than the mountain in Jesus' name. Come on, stop avoiding, wasting time. I know things got to be confirmed in your spirit and all that kind of stuff, but once things are confirmed, don't go round and round and round and round and round and round in circles. Believe in yourself, believe in God. I want to finish this off. I said last week and a number of times, and I pretty well believe it, I believe that Ephesians is the mirror of Joshua, of what God did for Israel in Joshua, God does for the New Testament believers in Ephesians, declaring who we are in God, to be strong and courageous, etc. In the Old Testament, the promise was about land and possessing. So much in the New Testament, you know, there could be a promise of land for you, but it's for you to possess the good life that God has for you. It's a tough life and all that, but to possess the promises that God has for you. And I just want to put all this in this little envelope and get you to take it home today. Ephesians and Joshua, they both begin with the command to be strong. Joshua 1:7-9, be strong, courageous, do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Ephesians 6:10 says this, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. His might is that same word as courage, that you enter into the movement of God. Strength does not come from yourself or self-confidence, but it comes from the very presence of God's power. Your strength comes from the Lord. This week, I did some landscaping for my daughter. Why did I do that? because I'm such a lovely dad. Halfway through it, I said to myself, why did I start this? But I'm a person who starts and finishes, so get on with John. But it just came to me again. Now, you know, some of those branches were huge, and the leaves, you chop them off. The next day you go back, they're all withered. They're gone. And I believe it's the same in our relationship with God. As long as we stay connected to God, there's sap flowing through our lives. Yeah, sure, we go through the season. Sometimes there's leaves, but you're connected. And I just want to encourage you today, our strength comes from the Lord. Somehow stay vitally connected to Jesus. Okay, number two, both leaders, Paul and Joshua, address the leadership facing a spiritual battle. Joshua stepped into Moses' role, entering into a hostile land, facing real enemies. The believers in Ephesians, they were facing spiritual forces, needing the armor of God and courage and obedience. Both require courage to confront opposition, whether physical or spiritual. What does he say? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then what? Put on the whole armor of God. That's where your courage is, to move forward in Jesus' name. Can you do it? Yeah. I think you can. Both require. So Joshua needed courage, strength, and we need courage and strength. Number three, both emphasized obedience and standing firm. Joshua 1 and verse 7 says, be careful to obey all the law, then you will prosper. I just want to encourage us today, let's be obedient to the word of God. Ephesians 6, 11, 13, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, and having done all, to stand. Who's in the standing? Who's into that stiff back posture? Yes, courage in Jesus' name. Strength is connected to faithfulness, obedience, remaining steady in all circumstances. My last point is this. They both end with a promise. What's the promise? I will be with you. Be strong. Be courageous. I will be with you. Ephesians, God gives us his armor for strength and victory. So we're not dependent on our own ability. He said he will go with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And lo, in Matthew he says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I do want to declare over you today, and those who will get this podcast, we can be strong and courageous. We can be strong and courageous. I believe this is a war cry. God commands. The commands that God gives us comes with strength. Whatever he's telling us to do, God will strengthen us as we take steps forward in Jesus' name. Joshua felt afraid. He must have. He's human. He's like us. 16 times he's told, be strong and courageous. Why? Because life challenges seem to be bigger than us. I'm facing things that are bigger than I am, and I've seen the goodness of God in the past, so we just rely that God's just going to be good as he was in the past, as he is now. Totally convinced that obedience unlocks miracles. So what happened for the Jordan River to open? Joshua said to the priest, go and stand in the river. Go and stand in the river. And as soon as they got into the river, the miracle happened. Hey, we can look on the shores, sit on the banks, do our sunbaking. But it's not until we put our foot in that we'll see miracles happen. Don't live with indecision. Move forward in the grace that God has given to you in Jesus' name. I like this one as well. I like sliding doors. You know, you walk up to a door and it goes. Have you ever kind of sat like this in your car and watched a sliding door? You can say, I believe that door will open in Jesus' name, sitting in my car. I believe I come against the powers of darkness. That door will open in Jesus' name. No, you're going against physics. You're going against rationale. God, I want you to do it all. No, he says, you start to move. What happens when you get near that door? What happens when you go through it? Closes again. Make sure you're walking through your open doors. Well, it could be scary. What happens if it opens? Oh, wow. There's your opportunity. Jesus' name. Come on, let's stand together. I'll read the scripture. Hey, look at me. As we're coming to the end of the year, what is it that God has put within your heart that you're just putting off now? You felt the challenge. I believe there's a big difference just between nodding and doing. Display courage. It's okay to be afraid and do it anyway. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It could be inviting someone to this Christmas. Hey, do you know that people are very open to come to church at Christmas? It could be getting rid of that habit. It could have been, man, I need to commit myself a bit more to knowing Jesus. I want to read this scripture to you. I want to pray it over you today. It's found in Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. It says this. This is Paul speaking. If for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that he may strengthen you with his strength and his courage in your inner person, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted, grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ. Lord Jesus, we want to know your love, which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now hear this. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ever ask or think, according to that power and strength of his might that works within us, to him be glory in this church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Raise your hands to the Lord for a moment. Father, I just speak that blessing on every person here today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, as we're coming, Lord, into this season and almost to the end of another year, oh God, I just pray, Lord, the things that we've procrastinated about that will lead us forward in you, that, oh God, that we'll get them settled and understand, oh God, that miracles happen when we obey you, that we'll keep moving forward, oh God, and Lord, in ways that we know that you will make clear to us, even in simple ways of spending time with you, of spending time in your word, Lord, of sharing, of inviting, of being contributors, to be steadfast, to be consistent, persistent. And I speak that word of strength into each one of us today. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in Jesus' name. Don't be strong in your own ability. Don't be strong in your own strength. Be strong on your reliance upon him, for our strength comes from the Lord. And whatever we're facing today in your will, may we have the eyes of faith, Lord, to see your promises realized in Jesus' name. And through faith and patience, we will inherit God's promises. In Jesus' name, I speak health over each one of us. Health. I speak protection over each one of us today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Touch someone on the shoulder and say, be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. I just want to say one proviso. Be strong, but be nice to me. Amen. Hey, love is heaps. And we're praying for you as you come up into this season. But let's finish strong. Amen. Let's finish strong in Jesus' name, and help us fill this room up on the 21st. Invite your friends, get them blocked in there, and bribe them, do whatever you can.